team, but my eyes on winning. Yeah. I'ma drive the lane until the time it says finish. Yeah. I won't tone it down, not even for a minute. No. I'm working like a champion until they say he did it.
On the far side, Brandon Wagner with it. Going for the record. Got him!
Michael Brewer for the triple. Splash from downtown for Michael Brewer. The Hawks take a 13-3 lead.
Pass into the post for Reed. Turnaround shot no good. Gets her own rebound. The putback and the foul.
From the Parkland to Jefferson County and beyond, Regional Radio is your home for the most in-depth sports coverage on the hardwood.
Lines up at the top of the key. Hammond goes the other way to Huber. Right wing three. That's good.
Pushing in transition now. Shot is up. Banked in off the glass by Jen Edding.
And the Hillsboro Hawks are Class 4 District 2 champions.
Follow along on Twitter at MIMOInfoSports and at KJF Sports.
Legs Equipment, proud supporter of high school sports with the award-winning team at KTJJ, KREI, KJFF, and MyMoInfo.com.
The Fleegs Equipment pregame show on Regional Radio and MyMoInfo.com.
We now send it courtside for the Fleegs Equipment pregame show with the Regional Radio sports team.
Well, good evening and happy Friday night to you. It's Sean Malone here with you, broadcasting from Frank Clay, Missouri, as we have not just an MAAA tune-up, not just a Class 3 District 3 battle, but we also have the number one seed in the MAAA large schools taking on the number one seed in the MAAA small schools. Central Rebels visiting the West County Bulldogs. Good evening to you. I'm Sean Malone. I'll be taking you through the play-by-play action this evening. It's in about 9 minutes away from tip-off, so we'll be getting started a little bit early between these two teams. In fact, we'll step aside, and in 1 minute, we'll return with interviews from both head coaches, starting first with head coach of the Central Rebels, Coach Adam Barton. We'll follow that up with head coach Chris LeBrier of the West County Bulldogs. You're listening to the Fleegs Equipment pregame show and high school hoops on Friday nights on J98.
On your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil conventional for $24.99. Plus, get a $5 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate and earn double O rewards points with this purchase. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the year you're getting out, and Midwest Sports Center is how.
You know, it's a competition between Polaris and Can-Am to see who can be the biggest and the baddest. Well, the neat thing is I have them both. So you can come in and see the Razor Turbo 1000 and compare it to the Can-Am Maverick 1000 X3. Here on the premises, you can drive them and see the difference.
See Josh or the boys now, then see the ladies when they're out.
From daughters to wives, man. It's no longer the husband dragging them in. It's the wives dragging the husbands in, wanting the bigger, badder machine.
124 Walker Drive, Farmington.
Welcome back to the Fleegs Equipment pregame show on J98. Sean Malone here with you, now joined by head coach Adam Barton of the Central Rebels. And Coach Barton, you're on the road taking on the West County Bulldogs in kind of an MAAA and maybe a little bit of a Class 3 District 3 tune-up as well, as the end of the year starts to come around the corner. Talk about the West County Bulldogs. This is a team that's really caught fire here in 2018 so far.
Yeah, they're a good team, and they're on a little bit of a hot streak, so you know they're going to be confident. And you know, it's their home floor on a Friday night, so we expect them to come out and play well. And we're going to have to do the same. You know, we're going to have to come out and forget what's happened earlier this week, because tonight, right now, it's irrelevant. We got to come out and play good basketball tonight and get a win and keep moving forward. You know, it's like I said yesterday, it's just this point of the year, you got to just take it one step at a time. You know, you don't want to lose your momentum or your footing. You just want to take it one step at a time and take care of business and keep getting ready for that district tournament.
Your team has been playing pretty well so far in 2018 as well. What's been progressing throughout the season for you guys?
Well, I mean, I think we've cleaned up a lot of things, just regular stuff that you should get better at as the year goes on. I mean, the idea is you should get better as the year progresses. If you're trending the other way, that's not a good thing. So I think it's just a matter of dialing in and focusing on a few little specific things defensively, getting better, being more efficient on offense. You know, like I said, we always start the season a little slow. You know, we got football guys that are usually 2 or 3 weeks behind everybody. And like I said, this is the time of year where you want to be playing your best basketball, and I think we're definitely trending in the right direction. So hopefully we can keep that rolling tonight and keep some momentum going in the tournament next week.
Any players that you want to see step up, not just tonight, but through the MAAA tournament and the end of the season?
Well, we know, you know, we got six or seven guys that we need contribution from every night. It's not anybody specific. We need six or seven guys that are on the floor, guarding, rebounding, you know, scoring points, doing little things. We got some sophomores on this JV team that I would like to see get some varsity minutes over the next few games, just because you get in that district tournament, you never know, and you don't want to throw a young kid in there in a district game who hasn't played all year. So we'd like to get those younger guys some more valuable minutes and just at least get their feet wet in case we need them down the road in a district tournament. But, you know, it's a team thing. Everybody's got to contribute in some way, form, or fashion. So continue to do that. We'll be fine.
The champions for the regular season in both the large and small schools for the MAAA facing off tonight. Do you take any of that into consideration?
No, not really. I mean, I look at this game more as they're a district opponent. We only play two teams in our district, I believe, St. Pius and West County. We got a seed meeting next week, so you want to be able to go into that seed meeting and saying, well, we beat those two teams. So as far as the conference and all that goes, this doesn't mean anything to me. It's more of a district thing. We want to make sure we go in the district seed meeting and not have any losses to other district teams. You know, you want to get that one seed. So as far as I'm concerned, the conference is irrelevant tonight.
Coach Barton, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
That is head coach Adam Barton of the Central Rebels joining us on J98.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Welcome back to J98 The Boot. Sean Malone with you now, joined by head coach of the West County Bulldogs, Coach Chris LeBrier. And Coach, your team has really picked it up here in the month of January. You're now heading into February. You guys have only lost one game so far throughout 2018. What really clicked for you guys at the end of 2017 into 2018?
You know, we didn't play very well in the Christmas tournament, but we started playing harder. We've kind of figured out our roles and everybody, and you know, we're fighting and scratching and clawing, and that's what we have to do to win.
You mentioned roles. It seems like your assist numbers for the team as a whole have really gone up since early on in the season. Have you changed anything philosophy-wise?
You know, some guys are making better decisions, I think. It's maybe not so much we've changed philosophy, but guys are just making better decisions, and, you know, they're playing for each other, and that's all you can do.
Reed Pratt seems to have really improved as the season has gone on, too.
Yes, he has. He's the key to our team. You know, Noah's going to score the ball. But Reed's really the key to our team, to our success.
You're facing off against the Central Rebels, a team that is the top seed in the upcoming MAAA tournament. Is that something you think about at all, that this is a really a feel them out for not just the MAAA, but Class 3 District 3 as well?
You know, no. It's just another night for us to get better. We're playing against a good team. You know, that's the only way we look at it. You know, we have to improve and do things ourselves before we start worrying about everybody else.
Any keys for us, Coach?
Same thing it is for us every night. We got to come out and fight and scratch and claw for every single thing that we get. And, you know, hopefully our kids will do that tonight.
Head Coach Chris LeBrier of the West County Bulldogs joining us. Coach, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck this evening.
Thank you.
Coach LeBrier joining us on the Fleet's Equipment pregame show on J98.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
He's back! Dr. Dwayne Helton has returned to Comtree Comprehensive Health Center. Dr. Helton would like to invite his former patients and folks who are looking for a well-respected and caring physician to make an appointment today by calling 877-COMTREE. That's 877-266-8732. The doctor is ready to see you. Call 877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
Start with the best. This is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to give you the starting lineups.
Starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Eric Schweiss in Farmington. For the visiting Central Rebels at 12-8 on the season so far, the forward trio, Brevin McMullen, Will Hopkins, and Holden Mayberry, and the backcourt pair is Wade Scherfus and Brent Wagner. Meanwhile, for your West County Bulldogs who come in at 11-8 on the season, the guard trio, Reed Pratt, Nathan Hollick, and Noah Vinson, and the forward pair, Hayden Roney and Nate Kennard. Both teams going through their starting lineups right now on the courts. The Rebels have already been introduced. West County being introduced as we speak right now. About a good crowd here. About 75% capacity, I would say, just looking at it, trying to eyeball it. The Rebels are wearing their navy blue uniforms. They have a red trim and a white trim going around the edges and the collar. And at the bottom of the pants, they have a red and white trim as well. Letter C on either side. Meanwhile, for the West County Bulldogs, they're wearing their home white uniforms, West County written across the front in purple. They also have purple numbers with a silver trim on those numbers. Purple stripe going down the side of the white shorts as well for the West County Bulldogs. It's going to be Brevin McMullen doing the tip for the Central Rebels, facing off against Kennard of the West County Bulldogs. Ball is up and the tip is won back closer to us by the Central Rebels. They're going to be attacking the basket on the far side. We're situated under the basket that West County will be shooting on. A kick out. Brevin McMullen straight on three. That one is good. Assist goes to Holden Mayberry. Just like that, 3-0 Central Rebels. Here comes West County coming this way. In the hands of Noah Vinson, he's the leading scorer. He drives, puts it up with the right hand, loses control of it, but it was blocked out of bounds by the Rebels. 7:34 to go, 3-0 Central. Just to our left, it's going to be inbounded to Reed Pratt in the corner. Underneath, posting up is Vinson. He kicks out. Now Pratt with it. Pratt pulls up, mid-range jumper is good. 3-2, Rebels with the ball, and facing a double team is Wade Scherfus, able to break midcourt to Will Hopkins, and now down low, kick out, Scherfus with a head fake from three, up and under, finger roll is good, off glass. 5-2, Central Rebels on top. Going the other way, a kick out is tipped, but kept alive by Nate Kennard to Reed Pratt, who has it at the West County logo near the sideline. Bounces it to Nathan Hollick. Swung around back to Pratt on the wing to our right. Now Vinson and Kennard once again with it. Vinson again to Reed Pratt up top. And now Nathan Hollick to Vinson. Nods to Reed Pratt. Now they get it back to him. Reed Pratt calling out a play with the left hand. West County remaining patient here. 6:24 to play. They trail 5-2 early on in this one. hitting the deck, trying to cut baseline with his Nathan Hollick. He didn't have the ball, though. A kick out at a three is up and in for Noah Vinson. And we're knotted up at five all, 6 minutes left to play. Midcourt trap is broken by Central. Brent Wagner with it in the corner to the opposite wing. Passing to the corner on that side to McMullen, to Scherfus, back to the corner to our left. That's Wagner once again. And a touch pass into the corner. Three ball no good. Tipped out and kept alive. That is Holden Mayberry with the rebound. A kick out to Scherfus, who pulls up from 5 feet out. Offline miss. Rebound is corralled by Holden Mayberry, who puts it back up through contact. No call. And the rebound is grabbed by Roney. Roney to Vincent in transition. Tries to spin. Kicks it out. Extra pass into the corner for Kennard. Kennard back to Hollick. Three ball is up and in. First lead of the night for the West County Bulldogs. 5:15 to play. They're on top, 8-5. Rebels with possession. Pass into the corner for McMullen. It goes off his hands and out of play. It'll be a turnover. West County ball. Once again, 8-5. Bulldogs leading the Rebels. 5:10 to go. And a foul on the floor. They're going to get Wade Scherfus with the first foul of the evening. Just a little too aggressive going after the ball, defending Reed Pratt there. And a whistle blown. And one official is going to have some words for Reed Pratt and Wade Scherfus. They shake hands, so it's getting a little chippy early on here, but no bad intent. And now coming out for a second is Wade Scherfus. Coach Barton is going to just sit him briefly, I would imagine, and in comes Jake Casey instead. So Casey is going to match up against Reed Pratt here. Pratt bounces it to Hollick. Back to Pratt. Pratt has it on the wing to our right. Up top, that's Vincent. Drives through and took too many steps there. That's a travel. And a turnover. It'll be Central Rebel ball. They trail by three with 5 seconds under 5 minutes to play. Into the hands of Jake Casey, who checks in. Good player off the bench for the Rebels, averaging 7.5 a night. He gets it to Wagner in the corner, bounced to Casey, swung to Hopkins. Hopkins driving through from the wing on our left, floats it, no good, but he's fouled. So Will Hopkins will have a chance to tie it here at the free throw line. Cut it to a one-point game at the free throw line. It is 8-5. West County is on top of Central. First free throw up and short. That might have been an air ball. That missed just about everything. Will Hopkins, only a 52% free throw shooter. His second one is up. That one rattles home. So he splits the trip. As a team, the Central Rebels, 69.4% from the free throw line. Reed Pratt gets the inbound. And Wade Scherfus checks back in. Checking out is Will Hopkins. So Jake Casey remains in the lineup for the Rebels. Vincent with it, working against Casey. As Scherfus is matched back up against Reed Pratt. Vincent drives, puts it up, and he's fouled. So free throws coming here for Noah Vincent. This will be the first trip to the line for the West County Bulldogs. And that is the second foul on the Central Rebels. Jake Casey tag this time. Free throw up and good. Nothing but cotton for Noah Vincent. Vincent toes the line with the right foot. Righty shot is up and nothing but cotton. Vincent goes 2 for 2. 10-6. West County on top of Central, as this is the number one team in the large schools facing off against the number one team amongst the small schools. Wade Scherfus drives, loses it on the court, and do we have a jump ball? Yes, we do. Possession arrow favors the West County Bulldogs. They'll get the ball here with 4:11 left to play, up by four. We're in the first quarter here between the Rebels and the Bulldogs. It's the West County Bulldogs with possession here. Roney to Pratt. Pratt through a Roney screen. Pulls up mid-range short. Wade Scherfus with the left hand. Corrals the rebound. Now he's trying to push in transition. Kicks it into the corner. And we got a foul. Wade Scherfus really loves to get going in transition when he has the opportunity to. Usually creates open shots for his teammates drawing in the defense. Orr finds an open look himself. This time he draws contact and a foul. The foul goes against Reed Pratt, his first, team second. McMullen on the outside tries to drive through, almost has his pocket picked by Reed Pratt. He's able to corral it and kick it back out to Holden Mayberry on the perimeter. Into the corner for Wagner from downtown. It's good. Four different Rebels have scored so far. They're down by one, 10-9. Trailing West County, who now has the ball. Vincent with the crossover drive. Lefty layup goes. 7 points in the opening quarter for Noah Vincent. His team has a 12-9 lead. Jake Casey bounces it to Scherfus. To McMullen. Extra pass into the corner. That's McMullen, in fact, with it now, who puts up the three. And we're tied up at 12 all. That was Mayberry with the assist there. So both of McMullen's threes have come off of Mayberry assists. Reed Pratt with it through a screen. Defense switches. Shot is up from downtown. Missed. Snatching the rebound out of the air is Brevin McMullen. Hands off to Scherfus, who crosses the timeline with 2:45 to play here in the first quarter. Driving on Reed Pratt is Wade Scherfus. He draws contact, and I don't believe they're going to call it in the act of shooting. That is two fouls on Reed Pratt. Remains in the game as a sub checks in. Nate Kennard checks out. And that is Ryan Retzer who enters the lineup. Inbounds down low. McMullen off glass. Missed. But cleaning it up is Holden Mayberry. All five starters for the Rebels have scored in the opening frame here. They're back on top 14-12. Reed Pratt working against Wade Scherfus. Hesitation into the corner. Three ball from Hollick is good. Hollick with a pair of threes in the opening frame. West County now leads 15-14. Jay Casey bounces it to Scherfus. Facing a zone from the Bulldogs into the corner. Wagner with an open look. No good. And fighting for the rebound is West County. It's snatched by Hayden Roney. To Vincent. Vincent in transition. And a carry from Noah Vincent will result in a turnover. 2:01 on the clock, 15-14 the score. West County on top of Central, who now has possession. Mayberry to inbound to Jake Casey. Casey bounces it to Scherfus, who once again is facing a half-court trap. And now across the line to Mayberry. To Scherfus from about 10 feet off the arc. Too strong, it's missed. But keeping it alive and chucking it all the way from the far side corner to the near side wing, right about mid-court, is Holden Mayberry. What an effort play there. McMullen, a floater baseline, no good. Fighting for the rebound, but unable to get it is Mayberry. Goes to West County. Possession Bulldogs. Calling now to play is Chris LeBrier, seventh-year head coach of the West County Bulldogs. Reed Pratt with it now on the wing to our right. Looking to feed up top to Vincent. He gets it to him. Vincent has it with his heels at the midcourt line. 1:10 on the clock here in the opening frame. 15-14, West County with the ball in the lead. Vincent trying to feed Reed Pratt, but all over him is Scherfus playing some good keep-away defense. Now they do get it to Pratt. Into the corner for Hollick. Now outside, Vincent drives through a screen off glass with the left hand. 9 points in the opening frame for Noah Vinson to lead all scores. Jay Casey with it to McMullen in the corner. Back to Casey on the wing to our left. 39 seconds. Lobs it to the opposite wing. Pass to the baseline. It's a jump shot up and overshooting everything is Will Hopkins. And with 31 seconds left to play, West County has a chance to hold for last shot. They already have a three-point lead. Can make it a two-possession game here. If they do, it'll be their largest lead of the evening. Reed Pratt with 19 seconds. Up top to Vincent, working against Jake Casey. Shaking his head. Just killing clock here. 10 seconds to play. Starts his move. Fake spin. Now he's going to back out. Vincent loves that spin move. Let's see if he goes with it here. 5 seconds. He drives. Hesitation kick into the corner. Deep two is short. No good. Will Hopkins tracks down the rebound right as the buzzer sounds. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Through one quarter of play, it is 17-14. West County leads Central here on Friday night. You're listening to Friday Night Hoops on J98.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Rebels start with the ball here in the second quarter. It is Wagner with it in the corner to our left. They're still attacking the basket on the far side of the court. A pass on the opposite wing to Wade Scherfus. He drives and lays it in with the right hand. Back to a one-point game. West County with the ball. They still have the lead. Reed Pratt with his heels on the midcourt line to Vinson. Vinson through a screen from Kennard. Driving with the left hand, spins over his left shoulder, draws contact, and he's going to get a pair of free throws here. We're broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth here in Frank Clay, Missouri. Mineral Area College is your next step. At the free throw line is Noah Vinson. First attempt is up and good. Nothing but cotton there. Vinson went 2 for 2 from the free throw line back in the opening quarter. We'll see what he can do here. 7:30 on the clock. Second one is short. Skying for the rebound is Holden Mayberry. So now he's 3 for 4 on the evening. Stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to their customers since 1914 with locations in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. A layup on the other end is good for Holden Mayberry. Mayberry with 4 on the evening to tie this one up. 18 all, 7:08 to play. A straight on 3 on the dribble is no good, short from Reed Pratt. And here comes Scherfus the other way. Scherfus working against Pratt, a couple hesitation moves on him. Picks up his dribble, spins, kicks it to Wagner. Now back to Scherfus, looking to post up. No, he's going to bullet pass to the opposite corner from McMullen to Hopkins, who drives through. A strong layup is short. Tipped around. Rebound is grabbed by Kennard finally for West County. Pratt across the timeline for the Bulldogs calls out a play. A bounce into the corner for McRaven, who checks in off the bench. And a pass down low, looking to feed Vincent, is out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Still tied up at 18 all, 6:31 to play. Central Rebels getting possession here. The inbounds goes to Scherfus. Scherfus across the timeline to Hopkins. Now to Mayberry, back out to Scherfus. Extra pass into the corner. Now to Scherfus on the wing. He's all alone. He wants 3, can't get it. Noah Vinson with the rebound. Still knotted up at 18 all, 6:10 to play. Pratt with it. Into the corner for McRaven, holding the ball above his head, an above-head pass, and an extra pass to swing it to Pratt. Pratt, 2 dribbles, pull-up, miss. Rebound grab by Hopkins. Hopkins going the other way, bounce into the corner for McMullen. McMullen driving through, leans into a defender, lays it up, it's missed, and putting it up as he falls over is Holden Mayberry. What an effort play there. Grimacing as he gets up and makes his way back down the court. That is a man's layup there. Holden Mayberry, as he hit the deck hard. No foul call. Could have called it either way if you're the official. 5.5 to play, 20-18. West County has the ball, but they trail the Rebels of Central. Kennard, pass to Vincent. Crosses over, back to Kennard. A little pick and pop action. Decides not to shoot. Starts his drive, kicks out to Roney. Hand off Pratt through a Roney screen. Working back through a screen again. Staying with him is Wade Scherfus to Vincent. Vincent working against Will Hopkins. Crosses him over. Spins. Step back. Jumper missed. Skying for the rebound is Brevin McMullen. Rebels with the ball now. They also have the lead by two. Under five to play until halftime. Down low, Mayberry spins on the defender. Right-handed floater missed. And we have a foul, I believe. Or are they going to say it was out of bounds? We do have a foul going against Holden Mayberry. That's four fouls against the Rebels. Only three against West County. So with 4:45 left to play in the second quarter, both teams playing some relatively clean basketball. Ryan Retzer checks in for the West County Bulldogs. Reed Pratt with it to Hollick. Feeds Vincent up top. Shakes his head at Pratt. Pratt wanted the ball. He wasn't open. To Retzer. Being defended by Mayberry. Spins to Pratt. Excuse me. That's Vincent with it up top. Vincent over his head. Working against Jake Casey, who checks back in for the Rebels. Extra pass, back door, down low. Just missed there by Roney. Gets his own miss, though, and lays it up and in. Leading rebounder for the West County Bulldogs, Aiden Roney, averaging 9.5 a game. Gets that one there. He's averaging just over 6 rebounds per contest as well. A 3 on the opposite end for the Rebels from Brent Wagner. No good. And tied up at 20, all West County has the ball once again. But not for long as it's turned over. Tipping an outlet pass was Mayberry. McMullen gets the steal. Scherfus with it. Tied up at 20 all. 3:45 on the clock. Rejects a screen. Drives through. And we got a blocking foul. Foul is on the floor. So it won't result in free throws for Wade Scherfus. Scherfus with 4 points in the game so far. He's got a 2-point basket in each quarter. But the big key with that one there is that is the third foul against Reed Pratt. And now he comes out. He is the team's number one defender, according to head coach Chris LeBrier. He always has the tough task. He's been matched up against Scherfus all night when Scherfus has been on the court. Now he's matched up against the bench. Pick and roll, Scherfus to Mayberry for two. Mayberry's got 6 in the quarter, 8 on the evening so far. 3.5 left to play. The Rebels back out on top of this back-and-forth affair, 22-20 the score. West County with the ball across the timeline. Calling out of play is Noah Vincent, who does a good job distributing himself. He picks up the dribble. Finds Retzer to Roney. To a cutting Vincent. One dribble, loses it. And it's grabbed out of the air by Mayberry, who checks his feet to make sure he didn't step out of bounds. To Casey. Casey looking to go coast to coast. Draws contact. He'll get free throws. Jay Casey, the wide receiver for the Central Rebels football team, turns on the Jets there. And with 3:01 left to play, he'll get a pair of free throws. A chance to make this a two-possession game for the Rebels for the first time since early on in the first quarter. Free throw up, back iron miss. Jake Casey with a second free throw coming here. Out comes McMullen. Returning to the lineup is Will Hopkins, so going a little bit smaller here are the Central Rebels. The rest of the lineup is Casey, who puts up the second free throw attempt, gets that one to go. Scherfus and Wagner and Mayberry round out the lineup for the Rebels. Meanwhile, for the West County Bulldogs, it is Kennard, Hollick, Vincent, Retzer, and Roney. Vincent with it, working against Jake Casey. Trying to back him down. Now he's going to spin on him. Fakes another spin. Puts up the floater. Missed. But he's hacked. Noah Vincent will get his third trip to the free throw line. He is 3-for-4 so far. His team down by 3, 23-20, with 2:33 on the clock. Foul goes against Will Hopkins, his second, team's fifth. Free throw up and in for Noah Vincent. He'll get a second attempt here. He's got 11 points on the game so far. From the senior who's averaging 17.8. Make that 12 points on the game as he goes good on both of them. Scherfus across the timeline for the Rebels who now only lead by one. Pick and roll action with McMullen. Scherfus unable to get a lane to drive through. Finds Mayberry. Mayberry crosses over on a defender. Now he starts to post up. Double team. Look to kick out. Here's a deep two on the baseline. Jake Casey with the miss. Tipped around to Vincent for the rebound. 2:10 on the clock. Make sure you stay tuned to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. We'll break down all the first half action for you, as well as have stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. A three ball is up. That's good. Dake McRaven, the shooter off the bench, good on his first attempt from downtown. And the lead swings into the favor of the West County Bulldogs once again, 25-23 with a 1:45 on the clock. Scherfus on the wing, bounce pass down low. McMullen posting up, spins baseline. Right-handed floater is good. Nice little hook shot there from Brevin McMullen, who's got 8 points of the evening. 16 between the two front court starters, or two of the front court starters for the Rebels. Shot up, no good. Second shot opportunity up and fouled is Roney. So Roney will get a pair of free throws here, and in fact, for the remaining 1:22 in the first half, it'll be free throws for every defensive foul commit here by the Rebels, as the next one will put West County into the bonus. Free throw up, good. And the lead swings into the favor of the West County Bulldogs once again, 26-25. Second attempt, nothing but cotton as well. 2 for 2 goes Roney. Scherfus across the timeline. Through McMullen screen. Now McMullen screen the other way. Crossover. Scherfus thinks about a three off the dribble. Decides against it. Into the corner. Casey from 5 feet off the arc. Offline. Tracking down the rebound is Mayberry. Hands it off to Wagner. Wagner drives baseline. Puts up the floater. It's good. And the foul. Wagner with a strong lay in there and a chance to make it an old school 3-point play and give his team the lead. We're tied at 27 all. 1:03 on the clock. Substitution, out comes Holden Mayberry and in comes Keandre Mesa. Free throw up, good for Wagner, who's a 69.6% free throw shooter. Under a minute to play, West County across the timeline. Vinson running the point for the Bulldogs since Reed Pratt is working with three fouls. Vinson second on the team in assist with 4.5 a night, behind only Reed Pratt, who's averaging about 5.25. Kennard sets a screen for Vinson, who drives through. Vinson spins, pocket picked. No, it's a foul. And I believe they're going to get Keandre with a foul here. Going to be a 1-1 coming here. Was not in the act of shooting. But Vincent, a very good free throw shooter. Certainly could hit both of these here. First free throw up. Swish. Second free throw coming for the senior Bulldog. Gotten all his points here in the second quarter from the free throw line. Had 7 in the first quarter. From the floor, and added 2 more from the free throw line. All 5 of his points here in quarter number 2 have come from the charity stripe. Driving is Casey. Shot up, no good. Mesa's there to clean it up, though. Keandre Mesa comes in off the bench and has a glass-cleaning basket there. 12 seconds to play. West County with it. Retzer picks up his dribble. They get it into the hands of Vincent with 7 seconds left to play, working against Casey. Vincent with 3 seconds, pulls up 5 feet off, rattles out. Second chance opportunity, not up in time out of the hands of Nate Kennard, so it will not count. And that takes us to the end of the first half. 30-29 in this back and forth affair between the number one team and the MAAA large schools and the number one team in the MAAA small schools. It's the large team on top, 30-29, Rebels leading the Bulldogs. We'll step aside, and when we return, it's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Weather will be breaking soon, and it's time to bust out at Midwest Sports Center. Tell them, Josh.
We have enthusiasts that are dedicated hardcore, and then with the side-by-sides, anybody can do it. If you can drive a car, you can drive a side-by-side, and we'll go through the courses with you. We'll show you how to operate the machine. And again, that's what separates us. It's not a wham-bam, thank you, man, get you out of the store. We want you to come back.
Parts, accessories, employees who know the lifestyle.
Come get dirty with us, 124 Walker Drive, Farmington, Missouri, next to Redfield Collision Center.
Midwest Sports Center.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98 The Boot. A back-and-forth first quarter, or first half, without many stops at all, sees the Central Rebels leading the West County Bulldogs at the halftime break, 30-29. Taking a look at stats, leading all scorers is Noah Vincent, who has 14 points on the evening so far. Right behind him are a pair of front court players, the big men for the Central Rebels, getting it done. Holden Mayberry and Brevin McMullen with 8 points each. Six of those 8 points for McMullen coming from downtown. He had a pair of threes made in the first quarter. But for Mayberry, he had 6 points in the second off three baskets. Rounding out the scoring for the Central Rebels, 4 points for Wade Scherfus, six for Wagner. Casey has a point. Mesa has 2 points, and Will Hopkins has a point as well. Meanwhile, for the West County Bulldogs, rounding them out in scoring, Nathan Hollick has six, Hayden Roney has four, Dake McRaven has 3 points off the bench, and Reed Pratt with 2 points. But the big stat for Reed Pratt so far, three fouls in the first half, so he's entering the second half in a little bit of foul trouble, facing a very aggressive point guard in Wade Scherfus, who is going to do his best to try and take advantage of that, to attack him and hope for an easy basket, or see if he can get Pratt even deeper into foul trouble. As some fans are taking some midcourt heaves here at halftime, you're listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Once again, it is West County at home trailing the Central Rebels 30-29. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and return with more of the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show coming up on J98.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Cole's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
Central Rebels taking on the West County Bulldogs in an MAAA preview. We are going to have coverage of the MAAA tournament right here on J98 The Boots with the semifinal rounds on a Thursday and Friday nights and the championship and third place games on Saturday night as well. West County Bulldogs are back out and going through their shooting routine right now. A big key in the second half is Fareed Pratt personally playing some clean basketball. He cannot afford to get into any further foul trouble. Really hurts the West County offense as much as it does the defense, but they're going to be careful facing off against Wade Scherfus. They may even be better off moving Reed Pratt onto one of the shooters, such as a Brent Wagner, instead. Meanwhile, for the Central Rebels, the key for them is they need to get their guards going offensively. Wagner has 6 points on the game, not too bad. Wade Scherfus, their leading scorer, though, averaging 13.3 points per game on the season, has 4 points so far, but he's a player that can heat up in a hurry and really get things going. You're listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98 The Boots. We'll step aside for 1 minute and return with second half action right after this.
He's back. Dr. Dwayne Helton has returned to Comtree Comprehensive Health Center. Dr. Helton would like to invite his former patients and folks who are looking for a well-respected and caring physician to make an appointment today by calling 877-COMTREE. That's 877-266-8732. The doctor is ready to see you. Call 877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Inbounding is Hayden Roney. Both teams back out with their normal starting five. The inbounds goes to Reed Pratt, who's playing with five fouls. He finds Kennard on the elbow. Back out to Pratt, who has it at the circle. Now to Kennard on the elbow once again. One dribble into the corner. Hollick thinks about a three, decides against it, finds Pratt. Pratt, one dribble with the left hand. Handoff to Hollick. Fake bounce pass to his right. Pass down low to Roney. Back out. Vincent has it now. Noah Vincent through a Kennard screen. Back to Kennard. Pick and pop. Faking the three is Kennard. Instead, he kicks it out. Extra pass. Does his job. That is a three-pointer from Hollick. So back out on top for the West County Bulldogs with 7:20 to play. They're on top 32-30. Hopkins with it on the wing. To Mayberry down low. Left-handed dribble. Kick out to Wagner. Back to Hopkins. Hopkins holding the ball on his hip with his left hand, being given a lot of space from Vincent, not really known for his outside game. Hopkins a forward to Scherfus. Fakes going through a screen, rejects it, drives baseline, and with the right hand gets it to go off glass. Wade Scherfus has a basket in each quarter, but only one in each quarter. He's got six on the game so far. Vincent Blow by. Layup is off the side of the rim. Grabbing the rebound is Roney, who puts it back up. Miss. Second opportunity from Roney. That one's missed as well, and it's passed around. A three-pointer from Kennard straight on is offline. And finally, corralling the rebound. No, it's lost. Having it for a second is Hopkins. A layup is good, and the foul for Vincent. And that gets the West County fans to their feet, as does their bench and even their head coach, Chris LeBrier. Everyone wearing purple is pumped up. So a chance at a huge three-point play for Vincent. Free throw is up. And he continues to have only one miss from the free throw line in the game so far. Here comes Scherfus, down by three for Central. To Mayberry, to Wagner. Wagner fakes right. Now fakes going through a screen, steps through a defender, gets fouled. Is it in the act of shooting? Let's see what the official says as he heads to the scorer's table. And it will not be in the act of shooting. So it's going to be an inbounds. Scherfus, thought it was. Wagner has to yell out to him. And now a lobbed inbounds goes all the way to the back line on the opposite end. That's where Scherfus picks it up. Through a screen from McMullen, defense switches to Mayberry. Down low to Hopkins. Hopkins one dribble, leans and gets it to go. Hopkins with 3 points on the evening, and the Rebels down by just a point now, 35-34. Pratt with a hip pass to Hollick, to Kennard, now back to Pratt, to Vincent, and in the hands of Kennard once again, holding it above his head, and we have a foul. Let's see who they tag. They're going to get Wade Scherfus with a foul off the ball as two players hit the deck. Scherfus is one of them. He holds up a thumbs up to the bench. Reed Pratt is the other. These two were getting a little chippy in the first quarter. It didn't seem that anyone was too upset about anything, though, as we have a timeout taken on the floor, a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. This timeout brought to you by the Soap Lady Cleaning Products. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. We'll also use this as a chance to thank a couple of our other sponsors allowing us to come out here and broadcast. We'd like to thank Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum in Crystal City, State Farm Insurance Agent Eric Schweiss in Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, Mike Welker in Perryville, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, the Soap Lady in Bonterre, who is also sponsoring this timeout. We are broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. 35-34 the score. It is the Rebels trailing the Bulldogs. And West County has possession here. Nathan Hollick to inbound underneath the offensive basket on the far end. Vincent for three, offline. Rebound grabbed by McMullen to Hopkins, who takes it up court. To Wagner, one dribble, pump fake from three. Back to Hopkins, who spins around his defender, pulls up mid-range, rim, backboard rim, and in. For Will Hopkins. Back-to-back field goals on back-to-back possessions. A tip almost stolen away by Mayberry. Into the hands of Roney. West County still has possession. To Kennard. Crossover. Now hands it to Pratt. Working against Jake Casey, who checks in off the bench, replacing Scherfus. To Hollick. And Pratt with it again. A bounce pass down low goes five-hole on Roney. And out of bounds, it'll be a turnover. Rebels have a one-point lead. They have the basketball once again. Hopkins gets the inbound and takes it across the timeline with Scherfus on the bench. Looking to post up McMullen. Lob down low to him, and we have a foul against Vincent as McMullen was unable to get to it because he either got grabbed or hooked by Vincent. Noah Vincent at 5'11". McMullen, the tallest player for the Rebels at 6'4". That is a matchup. They're going to see it again. The Rebels are going to want to take advantage of it. Jump shot off the inbounds from Will Hopkins. He's offline with that one. And going the other way is West County. A kick out. Hollick from downtown rims out. Rebound to Mayberry. Mayberry picks up his dribble, finds Wagner. Wagner across the timeline, crosses over, spins on a defender. Fake pass. Now he does pass it to Casey. Casey through a Mayberry screen, a kick out. McMullen thinking about a three, decides against it. 6'4", but he can stretch the floor. Wagner gets tripped, and that's a foul. It was inadvertent from Kennard, but you got to call that one. only be two fouls against West County. Or excuse me, that's their third. That's now three against West County. As Roney comes out, as does Hollick. Casey gets the inbound through a screen, picks up his dribble, looks to his left. Now his right is where he finds Mayberry. To Wagner from downtown. That's good. Brent Wagner with 9 points on the evening. And the Rebels back up by two possessions, 39-35. Vincent with the blow by, rims out. Skying for the rebound is McMullen, who finds Hopkins. Hopkins going the other way. A kick out. Casey wants a three. Casey's corner three ball is in. 4 points off the bench on the evening for Casey, and we have a timeout taken by head coach of the West County Bulldogs, Coach Chris LeBrier. 42-35 is the score. It's a 30-second timeout brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny in soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. So we'll keep it here. Score is 42-35 as we take a look at the scoreboard brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee Corporation. Gilster Mary Lee is hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. They're also available online at gilstermarylee.com. Both teams break from their respective huddles. It is Hopkins, Casey, McMullen, Wagner, and Mayberry out there for the Rebels. Meanwhile, for West County, Pratt, Vincent, Kennard, Retzer, and McRaven. The amount goes to Retzer and right back to Vincent. 3.5 to play in quarter number three to McRaven. Thinks about a three, decides against it. Crossover. Now he does pull up short. Rebound goes through the hands of McMullen. Getting it is Retzer. Off glass, no good. Tipped around, still loose. Getting it is Vincent who puts it up. No good, but he draws contact and will go to the free throw line once again. This is going to be attempts number 10 and 11 for Noah Vincent. He's made all but one of them so far. Free throw up off the side of the rim. So he misses on the first one there. Second attempt coming from the 5'11" senior. It's up and good. So Vincent splits the trip there and just cuts into this Rebel lead a little bit. Dangerous pass, almost stolen away. Makes its way to Jake Casey of the Rebels, though. Through a Mayberry screen, pick and roll, bounce pass to Mayberry, gets fouled. Ryan Retzer, the guilty party. That is four fouls against West County. Retzer's second. Wagner. It mounts to McMullen. It's tipped. McMullen's still able to corral it at the elbow. He pulls up from about a foot off the elbow. It's good. Brevin McMullen cracks double digits with that field goal. And the Rebels are on top, 44-36. 8-point lead, largest lead of the night for either side. Vincent with it. West County searching for answers offensively. To Pratt. Pratt working against Casey. Right-handed pass to McRaven, swung around, back to Pratt on the wing to our left. Vincent up top, working against Hopkins, to Retzer. Retzer, McRaven, and Vincent with it now at the Bulldog logo to the left wing. Pratt through a screen, now to Kennard, who set that screen. Kennard spins, leans, and gets it. That is a high degree of difficulty shot for Nate Kennard. And I'm not even going to say that he made it look easy. He made it look difficult. Hopkins on a tip pass to him. And we have a timeout taken by head coach of the Central Rebels, Adam Barton, as he did not like what he was seeing from his team in the half court. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here and use this opportunity to thank a couple of our sponsors allowing us to come out here and broadcast. We'd like to thank Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown in Ironton, Comtree, Festus, the YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus, Lucas Smith Chrysler in Festus, and Jefferson College in Hillsboro. Sean Malone here with you on KTJJ Farmington, 44-38 the score. It is the Central Rebels leading the West County Bulldogs on the road here from Frank Clay, Missouri. Both the Rebels and the Bulldogs break their huddle. And it will be Central inbounding with a side-in coming to our right. Wagner to inbound. No one to give it to. Finds Mayberry at the elbow. Mayberry spins on Retzer. Lays it up and in. Holden Mayberry now with 10 points for the Rebels. Magic McMullen stride for stride. Vincent spins. Lays it up. No good, but he's fouled. Noah Vincent is a talented player. And that spin move may be the best spin move of anyone in the listening area. He uses it quite often, and rightfully so. Gets a lot of torque when he spins to the basket. 47-38 the score, and a chance for Vincent at the charity stripe to cut into that lead. He does on the first attempt, 47-39. Second free throw for Vincent. Up, back iron, miss, tipped around. Vincent corrals the rebound. Spins on Wagner, spins on Hopkins, putting on the spin cycle. A kick out to Retzer, and now back to Vincent, who settles things down a little bit. Maybe got a little dizzy. This time he fakes the spin on Hopkins and takes it to the point. Hesitation, blow by. Euro step is up, missed, and back to the free throw line yet again for two more is Noah Vincent. Vincent has been a handful for any defender of the Central Rebels. Foul goes against Brent Wagner, his first, team's fifth. Free throw up, rattles home for Vincent. ...46-40 the score here at West County High School. Second one up and in. And Vincent makes good on both. 46-41. Mayberry across the timeline. A handoff to Jake Casey. Almost steps on the midcourt line. Able to get it to McMullen. McMullen, hesitation, drives through, lays it up. Waved off. We got a foul on the floor against the West County Bulldogs. West County not happy about it. I think they wanted a push off from McMullen there. 46-41 the score. 105 left to play. That is foul number five against the West County Bulldogs. That's three fouls against Ryan Retzer, the junior off the bench. The inbounds underneath to Mayberry, who lays it in. 48-41 the score with under a minute to play here in quarter number three. Vincent with a hesitation against Hopkins. Hesitation again, and now passes out to Hollick. Hollick to McRaven. McRaven crossing over, working against Wagner. Down low, shot at the free throw line, up and in, Nate Kennard. 48-43 the score, 35 seconds to play. Hopkins, double team comes as he crosses the timeline to Casey into the corner. Wagner thinks about a three, decides against it. Pass to Casey, a little low, he's able to corral it though. Now to Hopkins up top, through a screen from Mayberry. Pick and roll with Mayberry, extra pass into the corner. McMullen, fake from three, drives through, righty shot, rolls home. 50-43 the score, 10 seconds left to play. Vincent tries to blow by Hopkins, able to have him beat, lays it up, it's blocked out of bounds, off of the Rebels last with 4.8 seconds left on the clock. It's going to be McRaven to inbound. Let's see if they get it to Vincent here. Vincent fakes right, goes left, gets it in the corner. Looking for someone to feed, 2 seconds left, pump fake, now he shoots, it's up, rolls off the rim, it's a miss. And that will do it for the third quarter. Final frame coming up when we return. It is the Central Rebels leading the West County Bulldogs 50-43. Back in 1 minute on J98.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank,
Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
...50-43 the score. Rebels will start the ball here in the final frame. And we got a foul on the floor against West County. And that foul goes against Reed Pratt, who is defending Wade Scherfus, who checks back into the game. Inbound to McMullen underneath, and an offensive foul against McMullen. It's a little too physical underneath, bumping his defender in the paint. Two fouls against McMullen, and that's six for the Rebels. Both the Rebels and the Bulldogs have six fouls apiece here in the second half. To Reed Pratt on the wing to our left. Vincent up top. One dribble with the left hand. Finds Pratt. Pratt trying to loop around a defender, unable to do so. Hand off to Kennard, now back to Pratt. Pratt working against Wade Scherfus. Through a screen, a lob down low, feeds Roney. Roney, offensive foul. And the Rebels fans cheering for that one, as the West County fans were before. Three fouls against Hayden Roney now for the West County Bulldogs. And that is an offensive foul, so that won't send the Rebels to the free throw line, but that does put them in the bonus, and they get the basketball. Scherfus working against Pratt through a screen, dribbling with the ball in the right hand. Defense switches to Mayberry up top. Mayberry looking for someone to feed it to. Preferably Wagner to his right as he keeps looking at him. Now he does feed him. And then to McMullen. Hopkins with it. Hopkins has his pocket picked. Going the other way is Noah Vincent. Noah Vincent pump fake. Puts it up. It's good. There was contact by Mayberry as he caught up at the end there, but no call. Pumped up is head coach Chris LaPrior as we're back to a five-point game. Scherfus feeds McMullen. McMullen drives and travels. Tried to spin baseline and turned it over. And fans wearing purple here at West County High School cheering for their Bulldogs. Coming alive here. As a field goal on this possession cuts it down to a one possession game. 50-45 the score. West County with it. They trail. Pratt on the wing. Down low, Roney. One dribble, up and in. Hitting the deck hard was Wagner. No call on the offensive foul that time. Here comes Scherfus for the Rebels. To Mayberry. And Wagner with it on the wing. Through a Mayberry screen. Trying to do a little pick and roll action. Good patience from Wagner as he drives through. Gets an open look. Misses. Rebound goes to West County. Vincent, the other way. A kick into the corner for the lead. No. That only would have tied it. My math is off there, but it was no good either way, and we have a foul going against the West County Bulldogs, and that'll send Brevin McMullen to the free throw line. The officials are looking up at the clock. Just making sure they had the foul totals correct. It is a 1-1 coming here. That is eight fouls against West County. West County fans stomping their feet, trying to make some noise here on the 1-1. First one is up and good. Out of the hands of McMullen. He's rewarded with a second attempt. McMullen. Tallest member on the team, as I mentioned before, at 6'4", but one of the better free throw shooters at 74%. That's above the team average 69%. But just as I say that, he misses on that attempt. 51-47 the score. West County to Hollick. To Roney. Kick out to Vinson, and now in the hands of Pratt. Pratt working against Scherfus. To Hollick. Overhead pass to Vinson. Vinson almost loses it. Kick out to Hollick. Now back to Vinson. Kennard driving. Picks up his dribble into the corner for Pratt. Pratt takes it baseline. Kick out. Hollick wants three. Give him all as it rattles home. Down to a one-point game. Hollick with 12 points on the evening. All of them coming from downtown. Scherfus through a McMullen screen. Defense switches to Mayberry. Mayberry handoff to Wagner. Wagner to McMullen on the outside. Handoff to Casey. And Casey gets fouled by Reed Pratt. Reed Pratt not happy with that call there for a multitude of reasons. First of all, that is going to send Jake Casey to the free throw line. And Casey is an 83% free throw shooter. The best amongst all role players for the team. And beyond that, that is five fouls for Reed Pratt. His evening is done. He ends with only 2 points on the evening. Dake McRaven checks in to replace him. It's a one-point game and a 1-1 coming here for Jake Casey and the Rebels, who have the lead. Casey's first free throw up. Rims out, no good. An 83% free throw shooter, but he can't make good there. And without their point guard, West County has a chance to take the lead. 4:40 left to play in the final frame. Vinson to Hollick. Hollick working against Wagner. Now back to Vinson, who's matched up against Casey. Roney with it. Now back to Vinson. 4.5 left to play. To Kennard at the elbow. At the high post, begins the post up, fades away, and the lead goes to West County as that one goes. Kennard with a sweet move there. McMullen, though, the other way, right back at you. McMullen regains the lead for the Central Rebels, and we have a timeout taken by their head coach, Adam Barton. 53-52, Rebels on top. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's a close one. Fourth quarter action continues when we return on J98.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Welcome back to the Mineral Area College Broadcast Week. Mineral Area College is your next step. West County trails Central 53-52. They're going to get the ball here with 4:06 on the clock in the fourth quarter. We'll take a second to thank a few more of our sponsors, allowing us to come out here and broadcast what's been an exciting back-and-forth game so far. The UPS Store in Festus, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington, and Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, Irondale, Park Hills, Bismarck, and Farmington. McRaven to a cutting Kennard, who lays it in. Lead swings back into the favor of West County. That's 8 points on the evening for Kennard. Scherfus with it. Almost loses his dribble through a McMullen screen. Defense switches to Mayberry. Mayberry drives through. Floats it. Off glass, no good. Gets his own miss. It's up, no good. But he'll go to the free throw line with two attempts here. That is 10 fouls now against West County. So even if it was not in the act of shooting, it would still be two free throws for Mayberry. First one up and in for the senior. Holden's second free throw is up and rims out, no good. So we're tied up at 54 all. 3.5 left to play. Noah Vincent running the point for the West County Bulldogs with Reed Pratt fouled out of this one. Working against Jake Casey as Will Hopkins gets ready to check back in for the Rebels. West County's Vincent turns his back to his defender, finds Kennard. Kennard dribbles low, hands off to Hollick. Back to Vincent up top. Vincent Through a slip screen, crosses back over, spins on Casey, kick into the corner, a three ball for the lead is good. Nathan Hollick from downtown, give him 15 on the evening, all of them from three-point land. Scherfus going the other way, through a screen. Rebels down 57-54, under three to play. Casey looking to tie it, he does just that. Jake Casey's second three of the evening, knotted up at 57 all, 2:40 to play. Vincent with a hesitation, now he backs out. A pass to Kennard. Kennard working against McMullen, drives, kick out Vincent. Vincent through a Kennard screen, back to Kennard. McMullen's able to close quickly. Jab step with the left, now back out to Vincent. 2:20 left to play. 57-57 and a timeout taken by the West County Bulldogs. Let's see if it's a 30 or a full timeout. It is a full timeout, so we'll step aside as well. 57-57, the score, 2:18 left to play. Knotted up between the Central Rebels and the West County Bulldogs. You're listening to Friday Night High School Hoops on J98.
Weather will be breaking soon, and it's time to bust out at Midwest Sports Center. Tell them, Josh.
We have enthusiasts that are dedicated hardcore, and then with the side-by-sides, anybody can do it. If you can drive a car, you can drive a side-by-side, and we'll go through the courses with you. We'll show you how to operate the machine. And again, that's what separates us. It's not a wham-bam, thank you, man, get you out of the store. We want you to come back.
Parts, accessories, employees who know the lifestyle.
Come get dirty with us, 124 Walker Drive, Farmington, Missouri, next to Redfield Collision Center.
Midwest Sports Center.
The score, and what has been an exciting game so far. Largest lead of the evening was 8 points held by the Central Rebels back in quarter number three. West County able to come back and close it, and in the fourth quarter here even take the lead at a couple points. They entered the fourth quarter down by 7:50-43, but here we are tied up at 57 all. A turnover. Ball is loose on the court. Getting it is Roney. Whistle's blown. All the officials are looking at each other. And a timeout is granted to West County. Roney dove on top of it and was able to getting the timeout with Chris LeBrier, head coach of the West County Bulldogs. A great heads-up play there by head coach LeBrier. Follow up a great effort play by Roney to save the possession with 2:08 left to play. It's a full timeout, but we're going to keep it here. This game has been absolutely back and forth pretty much the entire time. As the scoreboard is shown right now, 57-57. The scoreboard brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee. Hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. West County will inbound here. They have Kennard, Vinson, Roney, McRaven, and Hollick out on the court. For the Rebels, it's their normal starting five. Scherfus, Wagner, Hopkins, McMullen, and Mayberry. Vinson with it up top to McRaven, and now to Kennard. Kennard holding the ball above his head to Hollick. Bounce pass down low, almost off the knee and out of bounds of Kennard. He's able to corral it and keep it alive. Vinson with it. With a 1:40 on the clock to Kennard. Dribbling with the right hand. Finds Hollick. 1:35 left to play. Vinson with it. Rebels bench applauding. As West County still has yet to find an open look. They also could just be killing clock here. Holding for the final shot. Almost stolen away by Hopkins. It gets to Vinson, who drives through off the left side of the rim. It rolls off. And the rebound goes to Mayberry. Scherfus with it. 1:10 on the clock. You know he loves these moments. 57-57 Central Rebel ball. Scherfus through a screen. Defense switches. They haven't taken advantage of this switch when it's Scherfus with the ball. Now they're trying to post up McMullen. And we have a timeout on the floor taken by head coach of the Central Rebels, Coach Adam Barton, with 58.2 seconds left to play. 57-57 the score. We're going to keep it here. Make sure you stay tuned to the post-game show brought to you by Home Pools and Spas. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground pool or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lenington. Online at homepoolsandspas.net. We'll go through the player of the game and play of the game as well as breakdown stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 with locations in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Whistle blows. Officials break up both huddles. Both teams come out with their normal starting five. Sans the West County Bulldogs, who are without Reed Pratt. Dake McRaven has been the man up to the task for them to replace him. The inbounds goes to Hopkins, but almost to Vincent as he almost stole it away. 55 seconds left to play. Scherfus versus McRaven. McMullen sets a screen. Defense switches. McMullen looking for it to Mayberry up top. Now Wagner looking to feed Hopkins down low. Defense is there. Wagner with the right hand. Dribbles. Finds McMullen to Hopkins. Hopkins to Mayberry. Mayberry to Scherfus. Looks up at the clock. Sees he's got 32 seconds left to play with. Mayberry sets a screen. Scherfus works through it to Hopkins. Almost a little wide and out of play. Hopkins able to corral it. 20 seconds left. Hopkins drives through. Kick out to Scherfus, who has it 10 feet off the arc. Holding the ball on his left hip. 15 seconds left, and we have a timeout taken by head coach Adam Barton with 14.9 seconds left on the clock officially. Rebels played a dangerous game of keep away there, but the score remains tied. 57-57, 14.9 seconds left to play. We'll keep it here. And what a game for Noah Vinson, as he has just been money throughout this one, but has yet to score here in the fourth quarter. The scoring has come from two players, really. Nathan Hollick has six. Nate Kennard has four. And Roney adding two himself. West County wants to come away victorious in this one. Not only are they going to need to get a stop here, but whether they get it on one final possession or if they get the win in overtime, they're going to need Noah Vinson to start putting up points again. But really, the majority of his points have come from the free throw line. We'll have those stats officially during the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. 57-57 the score. Holden Mayberry to inbound with a side into our right. The Central Rebels in their navy blue uniforms shooting underneath the basket right in front of us. Mayberry calls a timeout. No one was open on the inbound. It actually seemed like there was a bit of a miscommunication there as Hopkins and McMullen both cut at the same time in the same direction. I'd imagine one of them was maybe supposed to set a screen for the other. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. When we return, we'll have a final in this one, or we'll have overtime. 57-57 the score with High School Hoops on J98.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
The score, 14.9 seconds left to play. Central with the ball. You're listening to High School Hoops on a J98. Hope you're enjoying your Friday night. I certainly am. All of us here at West County High School certainly are, as we have a heck of a game on our hands. Scherfus gets it across the midcourt line. Now he crosses back over with 10 on the clock, working against Dake McRaven. A screen from McMullen. Defense switches. He drives, loses it. It's loose on the court. Scherfus is able to get it. Gets it back out to Casey, who throws up a contested three. It's no good. And we are headed to overtime. 57-57 the score here at the end of regulation. This game, too good to get done in four quarters. We need a little bit more than that. We'll step aside, and when we return in 1 minute, we'll have overtime for you on J98.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at GilsterMaryLee.com.
Kennard versus McMullen for the tip as overtime is moments away. 57-57 the score, 4 minutes up on the clock, and the tip is won by the Rebels to Wade Scherfus. Scherfus crossing over between the legs, picks up his dribble in the wing and gets it to Mayberry. Mayberry to Casey all alone down low, is able to elude the defender Noah Vinson and lays it in for two. 59-57 the score, it is the Rebels back up on top. 3:40 left to play. Vinson, a no-look pass to Roney, who almost wasn't ready for it himself. Back out to McRaven for three. Offline. Rebound to Brent Wagner. Wade Scherfus with it. Scherfus across the timeline. Hesitation through a Mayberry screen. Picks up his dribble. Now to Mayberry down low. Posting up against McRaven. A kick out. McMullen, a straight on three. Rattles home. 5-0 run to get overtime started for the Central Rebels. Vinson working against Casey, spins on him, drives, extends his stride, and gets it to go with the left hand. Noah Vinson with his first point since the third quarter. And that cuts into the lead. Rebels with the ball. They're still on top, 62-59. Mayberry back to Scherfus, holding the ball on his hip. Hunches over now. Official still not counting yet. Now he does as Scherfus drives up and under. It's good, and the foul. Wade Scherfus explodes to the rim. A little finesse on the end. Through contact and a chance at a three-point play. It's up and good for Wade Scherfus. That brings him to 9 points on the evening. Vinson with it. Across the timeline. Needs to get something going here. His team is down by six. Kennard looping through a screen. Gets it to go with the underhand layup. Nate Kennard, that screen was set about five strides before he got there. Actually looped around his teammate to go through that screen. A little bizarre there. 2:10 to play. Scherfus dribbling low, working against Kennard to Mayberry. Mayberry up top working against Roney. Spins on him. Hand off to Casey. Pick and roll action with Mayberry. Mayberry spins and an offensive foul. Mayberry a little laugh there. A question for the official. He did not like that call. Perhaps a little bit of a flop from West County. Holden Mayberry would think so. Either way, the Bulldogs faithful, they're happy with that turnover. 65-61 the score. 1:51 left in overtime. Vincent crosses over between his legs to Kennard. Kennard jab step with the left. A slip screen set by Vinson. Hesitation. Kennard to Roney. Back out to Vinson. Vinson has it at the circle, well outside of his range. Hesitation working against Casey. Crossover. Picks up his dribble. Puts his back to the basket. Kick out to Kennard. Kennard. A pass is stolen away. Looking for McRaven, and Scherfus slows things down here with 1:22 left in overtime in a two-possession game. Scherfus almost picked from behind. Now he explodes to the rim and gets it to go. Scherfus may have the best acceleration of anyone in the listening area as he takes off there. A kick out on the other end. A three-pointer for West County. Up. Missed. Rebound to Kennard. A pass out to Vinson. Under a minute to play. Vinson working against Mayberry. Tries to spin on him. Now he's going to back out and reset. A lob is stolen away by Jake Casey. Wade Scherfus with it. 48 seconds left to play. Scherfus crosses over. Drives through. Takes it into the corner. Hesitation. Drives baseline. A bullet pass into the corner. Wagner with the dagger. Off back iron. 67-61 the score. 30 seconds left. West Counties need to get something going in a hurry. To Vinson from 12 feet out. Rims out. Wade Scherfus with the rebound. 24 seconds left to play. And he's going to draw a foul. Trying to take the foul is Noah Vinson. As he hit the deck hard, but it looked like he moved his feet underneath Scherfus in the last second. Scherfus and Vinson have some words for each other. as Wade Scherfus makes his way to the free throw line. First one is up and back iron miss for Wade Scherfus. 61-67, 19 and a half left to play. The second one is up and good for Scherfus, so he splits on that trip to the free throw line. Vincent going the other way, and a timeout taken by head coach of the Central Rebels, Coach Chris LeBrier. And with 16.1 on the clock, the West County Bulldogs, someone is going to have to channel their inner Reggie Miller if they want to come back in this one. We'll step aside. Back in 30 seconds, Rebels on top of the Bulldogs, 68-61 on J98.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
That timeout is brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on the soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. 68-61 the score with 16.1 seconds left. West County trails. They have possession of the basketball here. And as I said, heading into the break, someone's going to need to channel their inner Reggie Miller if they want to come back in this one. To Vincent. Let's see if he can do it. He drives. A bounce pass into the corner. A three is up. It overshoots everything. Hollick on the miss. Rebound is grabbed out of the air by Mayberry. And with 9.6 on the clock, Mayberry will walk his way to the free throw line near us as he has two free throws coming up here. What a game for the big man next to Holden Mayberry, Brevin McMullen. 18 points on the evening for him. First free throw is short for Mayberry. Second attempt coming. It is up and good. So Mayberry splits on the trip. Vincent across the timeline. 5 seconds. He pulls up off the side of the rim. Putting it back up is Kennard. He misses. Second attempt by Roney. That one is good. And that will do it. So in overtime, it is the Central Rebels coming away with a victory over the West County Bulldogs. The large school MAAA regular season champion topping the small school MAAA champion at 69-63, the final in this one. So we'll step aside, and when we return, we will have the postgame show brought to you by Home Pools and Spas. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lennington, online at homepoolsandspas.net. Back in 2 minutes with the postgame show after this.
Kohl's Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
He's back. Dr. Dwayne Helton has returned to Comtree Comprehensive Health Center. Dr. Helton would like to invite his former patients and folks who are looking for a well-respected and caring physician to make an appointment today by calling 877-COMTREE. That's 877-266-8732. The doctor is ready to see you. Call 877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan,
contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Post-game show brought to you by Home Pools and Spas. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Lenington. Online at homepoolsandspas.net. What a game for the Central. What a game in general. Not just for either side, but that was a well-fought game. And, I mean, it could potentially be a preview of the Class 3 District 3 Championship game, a rematch of last year's game where the Central Rebels came away victorious in that one as well by a much wider margin, 58-35. West County Bulldogs fall to 11-9 on the season. That's only the second loss they've suffered in 2018 so far. Meanwhile, for the Central Rebels, they advance to 13-8 on the season. Taking a look at stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 with locations in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Leading the Central Rebels in scoring was Brevin McMullen with 18 points on the evening. Behind him was fellow big man Holden Mayberry, who had 14 points, but leading all scorers on either side for the West County Bulldogs was Noah Vinson with 23. Behind him on the West County side was Nathan Hollick, who had 15. Nate Kennard had 10. Hayden Roney had 8. Dake McRaven with 3 off the bench. But Reed Pratt, the team's number one defender, fouled out of this one early in the fourth quarter. He ends the game with only 2 points. For the Rebels, behind the two big men in scoring, 10 points were put up by Wade Sherfus, 9 from Jake Casey off the bench, so an impressive game for Casey. Brent Wagner had 9 points himself as well. Will Hopkins had 5, and Keandre Mesa coming off the bench had a field goal right before halftime himself. Once again, final score in this one, 69-63. It is the West County Bulldogs falling at home to the Central Rebels in the final regular season game before the MAAA tournament, which we'll be covering here on J98, the back end of the tournament. We'll have the semifinals for both the boys and the girls on Thursday and Friday night, and then we'll have the championship games on Saturday evening as well. You can catch, once again, all of those games on J98, the boot. We'll step aside and continue with more post-game coverage. You're listening to the Home Pools and Spas post-game show on J98.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
J98, the boot. Shaw Malone now joined by head coach of the West County Bulldogs, Coach Chris LeBrier. And Coach, a tough loss for you guys. You come in, you're hosting a really tough Central Rebel team, the number one seed in the MAAA tournament, and you gave them an absolute dogfight in this game from beginning to end. I think the largest lead was only 8 points throughout the game. That very quickly eroded back to a one possession game. What did you say to your boys in the locker room after this one?
You know, I told them, you know, We're really close, and you know, we've talked from day one about fighting and scratching and clawing and everything like that. And you know, a couple things didn't go our way, but I'm proud of our fight that we had. But they're disappointed they lost, and I'm glad they are, because there's not very many people felt that we even had a chance to win that thing. And like I told them, the only ones that matter are in that locker room anyway. So.
Yeah, and it was certainly a very impressive fight for them. This is the first time I've seen you guys since the Central Christmas Tournament, in fact. You guys really are a much tougher team from then until now. Let's take a look at Reed Pratt. He had a tough game. He had a tough task to begin with. He, as you told me earlier in the week, he's your number one defender, especially on the perimeter. And he had to go up against the very aggressive Wade Sherfus, who just drew a little bit too much contact on Pratt, who fouled out of the game. It seemed like that really late in the fourth quarter and in overtime hurt you guys offensively, losing your point guard.
It does, you know, and that might be my fault for not having the kids more prepared if Reed fouls out. But, but Noah did a good job too in there. You know, a lot of guys stepped up, and I'm proud of those guys in that locker room. And you know, we've got to get ready to play against Kingston tomorrow at 8:30 out at Kingston in the conference tournament. So you know, that's the good thing about it. We're going to forget about this one and move on and get ready to play again tomorrow.
Speaking of Vincent, an impressive game for him. I had him with 23 points on the game, a lot of them coming from the free throw line. It seemed like when he was aggressive in getting to the rim, he was really making things happen just by getting to the charity stripe.
Yeah, he, you know, he's shooting around 80 something percent from the free throw line. So you know, and Noah attacks the basket so well, and that helps a lot because of the way he can shoot free throws. So you know, I'm proud of how he fought, and you know, a couple offensive rebounds go the other way, and you never know what happens.
Noah Vincent's spin move, maybe the best spin move of anyone in the listening area. He uses it quite a lot in game.
Yeah.
How often is that something that he works on, or is that something he's worked up to over the past few years?
You know, Noah's really worked on his game. He's you know, he kind of surprised you how strong he is because of, you know, he doesn't look like a very strong kid, but he really is, and I'm proud of how he's grown as a player this year a lot, just because of the way he shares the basketball and things like that, and you know, gets everybody involved. But I'm really proud of him. Nathan Hollick hit some big shots tonight. I was proud of how Dake McCraven stepped up, and he worked his tail on off on defense. You know, I have a lot of guys that you know, did well tonight, but just not enough.
A lot of good silver linings to take from this game moving forward. Speaking of which, as you mentioned already, Kingston tomorrow to start off the MAAA tournament. That's in Potosi, the opening round, correct?
Right. Okay. I think so. Kingston, but yeah.
But the game is played in Potosi,
no,
correct?
It's played in Kingston.
Oh, it is played in Kingston. Okay.
Yep.
Give us a preview of that matchup against the Cougars.
You know, we played them in conference season and got them, but, you know, I hope we can – we got to bounce back, and that's what we talked about too. We're going to get in here and have shoot-around tomorrow before we get on the bus and go over there. But we got to refocus and get ready for the conference tournament. Hopefully we get to move on. And you know, this is the time of year you just want to keep getting better. And hopefully we did that.
Coach LeBrier joining us on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Coach, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for coming over.
Hard-fought game. It's definitely a lot of fun to come over and see this one. Best of luck in the MAAA tournament.
You guys, thank you.
That is head coach Chris LeBrier of the West County Bulldogs joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show on a J98 The Boots. And we'll keep it here as making his way over to us right now is head coach of the Central Rebels, Adam Barton. Once again, final score, 69-63. It is the Rebels knocking off the West County Bulldogs in this one. And Coach Barton, as I was just saying to head coach Chris LeBrier of West County, that was a heck of a game to call. A lot of back and forth action. What's that like from the coach's perspective sitting there on the bench?
I'm not sure. I think I'm a little thinner on top now. Well, as a coach, that's at times a lot of fun and at times really agonizing. I mean, here's the deal. It's a good game. You know, I'm going to sit here and some coaches want to get on here and talk about how bad they played. I'm going to get on here and talk about how West County did a lot of really good things. They had a game plan. They really stuck to it. They executed it. Their kids played really hard, played with passion. You know, at times we didn't tonight. At times we did. I'm really proud of our guys for kind of digging in on a night where it just didn't seem like anything was going right for us. You know, my guys dug in, made plays when they needed to, and found a way to win that one.
You're the coach, so you're the pro, and you're obviously going to be a bit more critical than I am, but the only one real serious issue I saw from you guys in this game was the foul trouble. And not that you guys had any one player that was sitting in foul trouble or commit too many as a team, but it seemed like any time Vincent was able to beat his defender and get to the rim with that spin move, he just got hacked by somebody and made his way to the free throw line.
Yeah, we were a little sluggish defensively, just weren't real sharp. You know, you foul when you're not in good position. You foul when you're not playing with energy on defense. When you're playing hard and you have energy, you actually most of the time you'll foul less, to be honest. So like I said, we came in tonight, I think maybe a little hangover from Tuesday, maybe, I don't know. But like I said, I'm not going to sit here and take anything away from West County. I'm going to give them the credit. We know we can play better than what we showed tonight, but West County played a great game, and you know, they're a district team, and we know that there's a real good chance we might have to see them again in a district. So we'll come back and we'll look at this. We'll make some adjustments. We'll be fine. I told the boys, I said, you know, it ain't always going to be pretty. It's not always going to go the way you imagine it, but at the end of the day, we're going to go get on a bus with a win, and you know, that's the bottom line.
Speaking of fouls, Wade Sherfus didn't have his best offensive night in terms of scoring, but one thing he did do a good job of is attacking Reed Pratt again and again and got him to foul out of the game. Is that something that Sherfus is just aggressive style of play and the acceleration that he has plays into where you can really attack a defender and put him in foul trouble?
Well, I mean, Wade's almost impossible to guard as far as keeping him in front of you. He's just so quick. And, you know, he's just a guy that's tough to keep in front of you. And when he goes at you and you start backpedaling, it's hard to keep your hands off of him. And he's a tough matchup, you know. And he
gets really low when he drives, yeah, too. No one, I think, for a guard his size, gets their shoulders any lower than Wade Sherfus when they're driving to the rim.
Yeah, he's really low and he's really quick. And, you know, Wade had some foul trouble on the other end. He had to set a significant portion of that game. And when he came back in there in the end of the fourth quarter and in overtime, he really took over and did some nice things. So, like I said, kind of a weird night for us. But at the end of the day, I told the boys I was proud of them for, you know, a game like that, it'd be really easy to go in there and yell at them and say, you guys played terrible and what are you doing and da-da-da-da-da. But really, you know, like I said, it's a long season, a lot of games. So I just went in there and told them that I was proud of them. And you really learn more about yourself when things aren't going well than what you do when they are, you know. So at the end of the day, we came away with a win, and we're happy. And so we're looking forward to the conference tournament.
And you know what? You got it out of your way now with the conference tournament, as you mentioned, starting for some on Saturday, but you guys didn't just get the bye. You got the number one seed. So you're facing off against, I believe it's the 8-9 matchup winner in Fredericktown AV?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's Fredericktown or AV. I think they play tomorrow evening out at Kingston. We're going to go out there and watch. We've played Fredericktown once already, have not played AV. We have some tape on them, so we need to kind of start looking at them. We kind of got an idea what Fredericktown's going to do, but we need to take a look at AV. I think, you know, tonight, if nothing else, if you want to put a silver lining on it, is it maybe it woke us up and said, you know, hey, we're, you know, we can still, you know, we've had a lot of things going well here lately, but we still got to stay focused and continue to get better. I think maybe this opened my guys' eyes a little bit, so hopefully now we go into that second round game of the conference tournament and we're not looking past anybody, and we're going to go dig in and see what we can do against AV.
Coach, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck in the MAAA tournament.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Head coach Adam Barton of the Central Rebels joining us on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show, and that'll do it for us. Once again, the final score, Central Rebels in overtime come away with the victory 69-63. On behalf of Chucky Lambert back in the studio, I'm Sean Malone signing off. Thank you for making us a part of your Friday evening. Happy February to you, and please enjoy the rest of your weekend. Good night.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers.